Thank you. Your friends are all against me, and I told you how it goes before this got too deep. And you ask why I'm so cold. I'm just not what you need. No. Old days are moving too fast. You should take it slow if you want it to last. I've been here before. Things are moving too fast. You should take it slow. I know it from my past.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write interviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public postering, graphing, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Hey there. Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Why am I going into the script right
automatic.
Now? That was so automatic, but okay. But welcome back. I'm your co-host, Cole.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella. Just before that PSA, you heard You Don't Know Me by Ava Shaw, which is a bit of Canadian house. And before that was Give Me Time by Zaina. And before that was Shortest Fuse by Soft Cult. And before that was Bitter Melon by Cola. So
yeah, yep. We need to have a better system for announcing these songs.
We need to be on top of it. So sorry about that, guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the last four songs.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we wanted to talk a little about tonight because there's a special event happening, which is the Pink Moon. Woo! So yeah, for April 23rd. So every month there's a different type of moon, I think is what's happening. But yeah, for April, there's the pink moon. And so it doesn't actually mean that it's an actual pink moon, but it represents the wildflowers that bloom around this time. So I think the specific name is like a pink moss or wild ground I have down. So it's like these shrubs with colorful flowers on them, and they're pink. It's a...
I was just going to say that, like,
jump in.
A little that each full moon on every month has its own name, actually, which I did not know, decided by the Farmer's Almanac, which was written almost, like, a century ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes, like, from, like, Native American lunar calendars as well. And I was just looking at the different names for each of the moons. It was nice. Like, I think Corey's birth month was, like, Strawberry Moon or something like that. Which is the month that I was born. It's called Corn Moon. So, you know, I guess that's when the corn comes, which is fine. But
I mean, you could have been, what were the other ones?
Sturgeon Moon.
Beaver Moon.
Beaver Moon is still better. I feel like Corn Moon.
I like Corn Moon. I mean, more than Beaver Moon.
Okay. Yeah. But anyways, that's just a little tidbit. Like, you can look up your own little moon name, too, if you want, based on your birth month. But yeah, Pink Moon.
Pink Moon.
Wildflower Pink Moon.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a very pretty moon. And it symbolizes a time of revival and growth and change. So I think this is the time to manifest.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that right now.
Yeah, we're not both into manifesting a lot, but honestly, I think
I could be, though.
You could be, yeah.
I'm definitely open to trying.
I think I like the word of just trying to envision your future. I don't like using the word manifest because I feel like it definitely correlates a lot with a lot of pulp culture and trying to manifest. I don't know. I just don't like the word.
Manifest like $1 million.
Oh, yeah. But
okay.
It's like, I'm going to manifest I have blue eyes. There's some things that are just impossible.
Manifest a perfect life. It's just, yeah, something to happen. But I think definitely focusing on goals.
Yeah, tangible.
Like, yeah, tangible goals, I guess. And saying that, you know, they're achievable. So
yeah. Would you say that you have any manifestations or that are tangible right now?
Goals that are tangible. I'd say getting a job.
Oh, yeah, the
that's
job.
That's my main one right now. I think it's because it's like you need to manifest, but you also need to take action. So it's like, I think taking action is going to be a little more important.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand when to use manifestation.
True.
Like, is it kind of like when you want a boyfriend or something?
Yeah, I know.
That's what I've seen on social media.
I know a friend who actually, she had a journal that she wrote. She wrote every line. She's like, boyfriend, I want a boyfriend, I want a boyfriend. I think it was along the lines
of that. Did it
work? It worked. She has a boyfriend. So, I mean, but then again, it's like, are you just looking for to confirm that it's working by...
Has there been other things that haven't worked and it's just like by chance? But also... harm in manifesting.
Yeah, there's no harm.
Like, putting out that energy into the world I mean, maybe it will come back to you. I'm not sure. I haven't tested it out myself.
It's just a word for aspiring for your dreams. Like, you need something to write and know what you're looking for.
Yeah, working towards is definitely admirable.
Yeah, so exactly.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, nothing wrong about manifesting. Just when it gets too extreme into certain kind of things. I personally, into the other topics of astrology, I'm not into it. But yeah, I think that's enough for that.
This full moon, though, astrologers do believe it's the best time to manifest your dreams.
Oh.
So maybe we could try, because we can't, you know, completely deny it until we.
Yeah, I mean,
we should try.
Should we give it a go?
Yeah, you guys should too. Try to manifest your dreams this full moon
tonight.
You know, maybe let us know how it goes. Mm-hmm. You can call us.
I'm not sure what time it gets dark right now because we are in the dungeon of the station. So
I think it gets dark around 8:30.
Yeah. So
or like 8:30 is sunset.
Yeah. So I think, right now it's a bit light up, but later on, pull out your journal.
Under the full moon. Maybe charge your crystals. I don't know.
Chakra.
Today's the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get your incense out. I actually do have incense just because I like the smell. But
okay. You can incorporate that.
Yeah. I think. Get your incense. Get your journal. Sit in front of the moon. And write down what you want to do in the next little while. But I think that's all the advice we can give.
Yeah.
We're not exactly pros over here.
Not coming from a super knowledgeable source.
No. Okay.
It's fine.
And we're jumping straight back into the music.
We're always jumping.
Yeah, we're always
jumping
we're
everywhere.
Always jumping.
Jumping back straight into the music, guys.
I mean, it's better than walking back into the music.
Yeah. We're jumping.
We're more fun. More fun to jump. But actually, I think this will be the last time we speak as well.
I think it might be. We like to be a little more prepared recently. We've grown from our past, for sure.
Yep. Usually we just do it the last 20 seconds.
Okay, bye, guys. See you later. But we're, the show after ours is Revolution Rock, I think, at 7 p.m.
Yes. And then at 8 p.m. we have Bitcoover with our music core, Connor. So go check him out. Go check the show out. But thank you so much for being here on Tuesday night and next week.
Yeah, this is our last open mic, guys, but we will be here next week. So
we have a little surprise.
We have an announcement.
So we are graduating from open mic and moving on to our show Slumber Party.
Slumber. You guys listened maybe a few shows ago. You might have heard the name drop by accident. But officially it's starting next week.
Yes. So we'll be diving more into actual official topics. So we've been kind of doing a little bit of fluffs topics lately, if you've noticed.
But it's also hard when it's like, you know, with finals at the same time in school. So like Slumber Party will be starting doing school for some.
Yeah, but I will
I'm a free bird, so.
You got this.
We'll be, yeah.
And I always take time. I honestly procrastinate my work just to work on the show. So honestly, it will be fine for me too. But we're excited because we have a bunch of actual topics we like to dive into.
Not that we don't like talking about this.
Yeah. But we still want to keep it casual.
Yeah, but we're going to be more on our show's theme, which we'll talk about more next week.
Yeah, but generally, I think if you like, we're doing a little bit of psychology, a little bit of health, maybe probably some topics about gender inequality and
more. Maybe a little philosophy.
Philosophy.
In there.
We have a lot. Drug, anything. I'm a health science major, so I'm really into the drug crisis as well. So if you like some of that, we'll be talking about that too.
You like the drug crisis.
I love the drug crisis. I like, you get what I mean. But yeah, so yeah, we'll leave more for you to find out next week.
Mm-hmm.
And
so tune in, guys.
Yeah.
We have like a little intro. We have an extra. We've been working on some other things.
So excited.
Yeah.
And we're finishing that up. So come by 6 to 7 next week and we'll be.
Yeah, catch us here. We're going to be completely new people.
Yes.
Slumber Party.
So thank you so much for tonight. And
thank you, guys.
Thank you. And here is some Duran Duran, and it's Union of the Snake. So this is a bit of an older tune, but I feel like I'm trying to get more into and getting some English.
We can try our best.
Yeah. So hope you enjoy this one.
Please enjoy.
The fine line drawing together, nothing gets about baby, slow down. No do me con yo. Whoa, 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 whoa. Me, I no be Jesse. You no go see me finish it. Steadily, your time is ticking.
Sorry to bother you, honey.
So much sensitivity. Why are you so defensive? Just cause we have differences, I know. On a different frequency, not by force to get distance. You just leave me alone.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money in a loss? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Alright, band. Oh, oh, oh. We come from Garage Land. I said.